جميعاً ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعاً وعلى سيدهم وخاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، وعلى ابنته الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين. قال تعالى في كتابه الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. مرج البحرين يلتقيان بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان يخرج منهما اللؤلؤ والمرجان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Many exegists and commentators on the Holy Quran, they say these two verses are a metaphor, an example in the Holy Quran, and a reference to the wedding of Ali and Fatima al-Zahra alayhim as-salam. And to them raising good children like Hassan and Hussein. So the Holy Quran says, مَرَجَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ يَلْتَقِيَانِ. He mixed the two seas, Bahrain, such that they meet one another, يَلْتَقِيَانِ. بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخٌ لَا يَبْغِيَانِ. Between them there is a barrier. And I would tell you, what does it mean to have a barrier? There is a barrier that they don't transgress. يخرج منهما اللؤلؤ والمرجان. From them comes forth, they produce pearls and they produce corals. لؤلؤ والمرجان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. Many commentators on the Quran, including some Sunni commentators such as Al-Alusi in his book Ruh al-Ma'ani, Al-Hafidh Al-Suyuti in his book Ad-Durr al-Manthur, Al-Qanduzi in his book Yanabi' al-Mawadda, and Sibt ibn al-Jawzi in his book Tathkirat al-Huffaz. Those are the Sunni commentators, Mufassirin. And many Mufassirin who subscribe to the school of Ahlul Bayt, they say that this is an example about a successful marriage, how two seas, Bahrain, in the sea you find many wonders, in the sea you find the beauty of God's creation. And therefore we have a human sea. In the Arabic literature, when they speak about someone who has wisdom and knowledge, they say he's a sea of knowledge. Or he's a sea of mercy, an abundance. Sea means an abundance. Ali and Fatima, both of them were an abundance of wisdom, of patience, of a human perfection, of sacrifice, of loyalty, wafa. They were loyal to each other. They were for each other, day and night, serving each other and helping each other. And as you heard earlier in Surah Al-Insan, all their goal and dream was only one, and nothing but that one. إنما نطعمكم لوجه الله. All their actions, all their behavior, all their givings, it was only to satisfy God. لا نريد منكم جزاء ولا شكورا. They were not waiting for recognition or any word of appreciation or thanks from the people. These two seas, they get together. Maraj al-Bahrain. They get mixed with each other. They complement each other. Marriage is an institution. Marriage is an institution of complementing one another. Integration. Integrating one another. بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخٌ لَا يَبْغِيَانَ. This is also a metaphor. There is a barrier between them that prevents them from transgressing against each other. They don't abuse each other. Neither the husband abused his wife, nor the wife abused her husband. And that barrier, according to the Ahlul Bayt, according to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, barrier in Arabic is hajiz, hajiz, protection. The Prophet says that hajiz, that protection, was not the fear of the government or the fear of the judge or the police department. It was the fear of God, taqwa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That barrier that kept them disciplined, and kept them integrating one another, fearing for one another, helping one another, protecting one another, was taqwa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Mufassirin Ibn Abbas says, فَلَا تَبْغِي فَاطِمَةُ عَلَىٰ عَلِيٍّ وَلَا يَبْغِي عَلِيٌّ عَلَىٰ فَاطِمَةٍ. Neither Fatima alayhi salam, she abused her husband Ali, nor Ali abused his wife Fatima. That is the ideal marriage. That is the family that God loves to see today. The husband and the wife helping each other, protecting each other. Integration, this is what we need. The institution of marriage was created for the human perfection, takamul al-insani, that we grow. We grow mentally and we grow spiritually. And we grow emotionally. And we grow as a human, not as animals. They did not take advantage of one another. Today, if you look at marriage, in many places, marriage lost its meaning and its purpose. Marriage is becoming a convenient marriage. Marriage is becoming a business. Marriage is becoming artificial marriage, not genuine one. And therefore, when the marriage is not for the sake of God, people start taking advantage of each other. When marriage is for the sake of materialism, not taqwa, not piety, not to gain the akhirah, but to gain the dunya, only to gain the dunya, then the abuse starts to take place every day. The exploitation starts to take place every day. The injustice takes place every day. Because the marriage is not for taqwa and piety. It's not for the akhirah. It's for this little, small, fleeting dunya that we think we're going to stay in it forever. This is why marriages are being dismantled. Because many people do not fear God. If they fear God, if they are God conscious, they look at Him, they listen to Him, they don't do what they are doing. Because they know that every good act as a reward, and every evil act as a punishment. Nothing can escape God's attention. A husband who fears God would respect his family. He would respect his wife. He would respect his children, because he knows that God is watching him day and night. The wife who fears God and she loves God, definitely she is going to love her husband. She's going to give. She's going to sacrifice, because she knows nothing escapes God's attention and God's record. God is a very good recorder. وَلَا رَطْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. Everything that takes place in this universe, he says, is under my control, under my observation and surveillance. People should not think that if they abuse their families, they can get away with it. Maybe they can get away from another human being who is called a policeman, the cop. But they can't get away from the Lord. They pay the price at some times in their life. Ali and Fatima, they got mixed with each other. They integrated each other. They stood for each other while they did not trespass against each other. They did not usurp the rights of each other. بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخٌ لَا يَبْغِيَانَ. And because they respected each other, and they observed God in their marriage, look at the production. Look at what this marriage produced. يَخْرُجُ مِنْهُمَ اللُّؤْلُؤُ وَالْمَرْجَانِ. اللُّؤْلُؤُ وَالْمَرْجَانِ, according to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, هُمَا الْحَسَنُ وَالْحُسَيْنِ عليه السلام. Don't we sometimes say, this is the jewel of the family? The jewel of the family? Sometimes we exaggerate. We say about someone a jewel, but he's not a jewel. Believe me. You know, sometimes we become diplomatic. But when God says, this is the jewel, God is serious. God is not diplomatic. God is genuine. God speaks the truth. God says their production is lu'lu'u wal marjan. Which is bigger than lu'lu' and marjan? What is pearl and what is coral compared to Hassan and Hussein? Because they were not delinquent on their, they were not delinquent on their responsibilities. If the father does a good job and the mother does a good job, definitely their children are going to be jewels. Better than Jews. And therefore, let me say something about how Ali alayhi salam married Fatima. Today is the martyrdom of Fatima. It's very hard when you read the life of Fatima. It's very hard not to become emotional. A lady who was so merciful, thoughtful, and considerate to all those who lived with her. From day one, when she was only 5 years old, she took to the streets to defend her father against Quraysh and their aggression. She was only 5 years old. She could not see that her father being tortured and ridiculed by ignorance, though she is only 5. But she would take to the streets sometimes to bring her father back home while her father was bleeding. A lady who lost her mother when she was very young. And when the Prophet asked one of his wives, he said to her, please, Fatima does not have a mother. I want you to be with her, try to train her and teach her and give her some emotional support. That lady was Umm Salama, very loyal wife. A great wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which you don't hear about her. You don't hear. If you go to Muslim mosques, they don't mention Umm Salama. They only mention Fulana and Fulana, that's it. But this lady is forgotten, Umm Salama. And Umm Ayman, another wife of the Prophet. Those wives who had no jealousy and they had no agenda. They were serving the Prophet wholeheartedly with full sincerity and dedication. Umm Salama said, the Prophet said to me, Ya Umm Salama, take care of my daughter Fatima. So I came to her house and I used to serve her. But I discovered something amazing in Fatima. I realized that she وَجَدْتُهَا أَأْدَبُ مِنِّي وَأَعْرَفُ بِالْأَشْيَاءِ كُلِّهَا. I was shocked that a daughter who is only 5 years old, she's well-mannered, even better than me in her manners, in her discipline, in her akhlaq, in her behavior. I was supposed to be her teacher, but then I ended up being her student, and she became my teacher and my trainer. This is Fatima alayhi salam. When the Prophet came from Mecca to Medina, Fatima was very young. And therefore, after the second year of Hijrah, many companions came asking for her hand from her father. Who didn't want to marry Fatima? All of them, they dreamed of marrying the favorite daughter of their Prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They wanted to be the son-in-law to the Prophet. Some of those companions had money and some of them did not have money. And both groups, both sides, those who had money and those who did not have money, came to the Prophet asking for his daughter's hand. And the answer was unanimous from the Prophet. Every time someone knocks the door and says, Ya Rasulullah, I want to marry your daughter Fatima, the Prophet says the same answer, two words, no more. Until the rufiha al-qada. I'm waiting to see what God says. Until the rufiha al-qada. In a polite way, that, sorry, I can't. So there was rumors in the town that the Prophet does not want to give his daughter in marriage. But the Prophet kept saying one sentence. I'm waiting for an answer, a signal from my Lord. He said, أَمْرُهَا بِيَدِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. The marriage of Fatima is decided by God, not me. So here, people in Medina realize that there will be only one man who is going to be a counterpart and equal to Fatima, qualified to ask for her hand. And that young man was 23 years old and his name was Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. So they came to Ali. Ali was a farmer at that time. Farmer. This is how, this was his beginning. The beginning of the greatest man on earth was a farmer. We should not look down at farmers. Neither gardeners. Nor any other person. Ali was a farmer at that time. Hard-working person. They came to him, they said, Ya Ali, we realize that the Prophet is not giving his daughter in marriage to anyone, and he says, I'm waiting for an answer from God. You know, two of the companions came to the Prophet and they were rude. They were rude because they were still living the time of Jahiliyyah, the time of ignorance. One of them, his name was Abdurrahman ibn Auf. The second was Uthman ibn Affan, who became a caliph, third caliph. They thought that the Prophet is looking for a rich person, and both were rich. Uthman ibn Affan was rich, and Abdurrahman ibn Auf, who happened to be the cousin of Uthman, was rich. They said, Ya Rasulullah, we can provide your daughter with anything you ask for. Any house, any property, any piece of land, any furniture, any gold, any silver. The Prophet was outraged. The history says, فَغَضِبَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. The Prophet was very outraged. He said, do you think I'm waiting for someone rich? Did I say I'm waiting for someone rich? Do you think I want to give my daughter to someone because he's rich? The Prophet that God, the Prophet who God said to him one day, Ya Muhammad, I can turn the mountains of the earth as gold and silver for you, if you want to, if you choose to. You can own them. The mountains of the earth into gold and silver. The Prophet said, no, I live as a simple person. I have the food of the day, which is one loaf of bread. I sleep on the floor. That is much better for me than being rich. I can look at my Lord and talk to him and be with him more. This is the Prophet. So they tell him, we give you money. فَغَضِبَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. He was very outraged. So they came to Imam Ali. Imam Ali said, of course, I would love to, but I'm embarrassed. How can I go to Rasulullah? He's my mentor and my teacher. How can I ask him? They said, no, you should not be embarrassed. And then Ayman came to the Prophet. She said, Ya Rasulullah, Ali loves to come and ask for your daughter Fatima's hand, but he's embarrassed. يَأْخُذُهُ الْحَيَاءُ. He's shy, too shy to come. The Prophet said, no, he shouldn't be shy. So they came to him. They said, the Prophet waits for your arrival, for your visit. So Imam Ali comes to visit the Prophet. Of course, he sees him every day. But this was a special visit. And he sat there and he didn't speak. He was very shy. So the Prophet said to him, Ya Ali, are you here to ask for something? He said, Bala Ya Rasulullah, bi abi anta wa ummi. Of course, Ya Rasulullah, I am here for something very important, but I am too shy to ask. The Prophet said to him, ask Ya Ali, I know why you are here. You know how I know? Jibreel descended upon me. He said to me that Ali is on his way to your room to ask for your daughter's hand. So the Prophet said, Ya Ali, I love you. And listen to this hadith. سَأَلْتُ رَبِّي, I have asked my Lord, أَنْ يُزَوِّجَكِ. He said to him, دَعْنِي أُحَدِّثُهَا فِي شَأْنِكِ. But let me, I love to give my daughter to you. I love. This is my dream too. But I have to ask Fatima first. So he went inside. And he said to Fatima, he said to her the following. Listen, this is very important. This is what he said to his daughter. فَقَالَ لَهَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَا فَاطِمَةً. O Fatima, سَأَلْتُ رَبِّي أَنْ يُزَوِّجَكِ خَيْرَ خَلْقِهِ وَأَحَبَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ. I've been asking my Lord for so many days and months that the one who marries you is خَيْرُ خَلْقِهِ, the best among his nation, his people. وَأَحَبُّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ, and the closest one to God. This is what I asked my Lord. And now Allah has answered my prayers and Ali is sitting in the next door room. So what do you say? Fatima did not answer. The Prophet was waiting for a few minutes to listen to an answer. When she did not answer, the Prophet said, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Sukutuha ridaha, sukutuha ridaha. Her silence means her consent to this marriage. And from that day, Muslim jurists, fuqaha and ulama, they say if a father asks his daughter about certain person for marriage, and if she does not answer him because she's shy, then that means this is an approval. Sukutuha, it became a law in Islam. This sentence became a law. Sukutuha, her silence means her approval and her consent. So the Prophet came back, full of joy. He said, Ya Ali, Fatima says yes to you. She accepted your proposal. And tell me, what do you want to do? Do you want to marry soon? Ali ibn Abi Talib said, Ya Rasulullah, fidaka abi wa ummi, ma yakhfa alayka min amri shay. You raised me. I was 6 years old when I came into your house. You know everything about me. And you have to decide. But for the mahr of your daughter Fatima, I have nothing, I own nothing but 3 items. Ya Rasulullah, amliku sayfi, my sword. Wa nadhihi, nadhih is the water container. They put water in it, and then they water the gardens, the trees, the palm trees, sometimes animals. Wa dir'i, and my armor. These are the 3 items I own in this dunya. فَقَالَ لَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, the Prophet said to him, أَمَّا سَيْفُكَ يَا عَلِي فَلَا غِنَى بِكَ عَنْهِ تُجَاهِدُ بِهِ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. You have to keep your sword to defend our state and our community. You need the sword. وَنَاضِحُكَ, your water container, تَنْضَحُ بِهِ عَلَى نَخْلِكَ. You need to work with it. This is the means of earning money. You need to go to work and you need to use it. وَأَمَّا دِرْعُكْ, your armor, you are a brave man, you don't need an armor. يعني. وَحْوَ وَقَدْ زَوَّجْتُكَ بِالدِّرْعِ, I will give my Fatima to you in return for this monetary gift. Monetary, not the price. This is monetary gift. Marriage gift that you provide Fatima is the value of your armor. So the Prophet asked some of the companions to take the armor to the market and sell it. There are 2 prices. Sometimes a riwaya says it was sold for 480 dirham. Another riwaya says for 500 dirham. Ali brought the money and put it in front of the Prophet. And the Prophet asked again some of the women and men to purchase the following 3 items. He said this, mahr is divided into 3 items. Item number 1, the thiyab, dress for Ali and Fatima. And that dress was purchased. But Fatima did not get to wear that dress. The wedding gown, she did not wear it. Hours before the wedding began, before sunset, this is imtihan, test. A lady comes and knocks at her door. Hours. Fatima opens the door. And the lady says, I need a dress. I don't have a dress. Can you give me? And the only dress Fatima has was the one for her wedding. So she gave it to that lady. Hours before her wedding. This is called sacrifice. This is called real trust and real faith in God. If a person can reach this stage before his or her wedding, he is willing to give his only set of dress, only one, to someone else who is more deserving, that person is higher in ranks than angels. That person, be it male or female, becomes higher in ranks than angels. That is real humanity. That is real charity. Sometimes we give. I know we give. But we give the extra. It's very hard for us to give what we love. We give things that are outdated. We wear them several times. And then before we trash them, we give them to someone. The Holy Quran says, real humanity, real charity is when you give the things that you love. لَن تَنَالُ الْبِرِ. You are not going to be real humans unless حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Things that you are attached to them, you love them, you cherish them, but at the time of emergency, when there is more deserving, someone more deserving, you are willing to give. This is birr. This is the utmost level of kindness and sacrifice. And we learn this from Mawlati wa Sayyidati Fatimatu Zahra alayhi salatu. Ahlul Bayt are not decoration. We put their pictures and their names. Ahlul Bayt are attitudes and behavior and character. We should learn. I'm not saying let's give all our clothing. But sometimes if there is someone more deserving, and you have the food, you have the medicine, you have the clothing, you have the shoes, that you find someone more deserving, you give. You give. So she gave it to her. So the Prophet said, we divide it into three parts. One is clothing. The second is atar. Atar, perfume. And atar at that time was very expensive, by the way. At that time. Even now, if you go to Macy's, it is still expensive. You know? It's not cheap. So that was the second part of it, atar, for both the husband and the wife. And the third one, the furniture. And then they put the items of the furniture. You cry when you read about the items of the furniture. Simple, the simplest furniture, the house of Ali and Fatima. Ali did not afford rent at that time, so one of the companions, he said, since you are marrying the daughter of the Prophet, I'll give my house free. And the house was given to Ali and Fatima, where they married in it, in that house, which was given free, no rent. But then after a period of time, the Prophet said, Fatima is too far from me. I need her to be next door. So the Prophet and Ali themselves, no builders, no construction workers, only the Prophet and Ali, they built a room adjacent to the mosque. Alhamdulillah, no permit from city of Irvine, no need. And the Prophet opened the window, kuwa, in that wall, so he can see Fatima, he can talk to her. So he brought them back in that room. That was the most successful marriage in the history of mankind. The simplest, the simplest. And then the rest of the money, the Prophet said, Ali, invite your friends. Ali invited 700 men and women. They came and they ate. The Prophet said, Ali, you do the shopping, you bring the food, and I do the cooking. The Prophet became the cook on the wedding of his daughter Fatima. The busiest man, Rasulullah, the busiest man. A man that Jibreel descends on him any minute, and people need him. He stood to cook the food for the wedding of Ali. Imagine how proud he was of this wedding. Very simple wedding, but full of barakah, full of blessings, full of success, because that wedding was done only li wajhillah. Neither Fatima asked Ali, how much money you're offering me, how much money you have in bank account. I said the other day here, we spend so much time discussing weddings, but we spend no time discussing marriage. This is why we are failing. Because wedding for us is the purpose, not marriage. The day we begin thinking about marriage and family and how to be more committed to each other, that day you would not see any divorce. You would not see any conflict in the family. When we think about how to raise children, when a mother, when she gets married, she says, first thing in my mind is to protect my family, to make my family clean, beautiful, powerful, hardworking. I need to prepare my children for a future. If this is in her mind, I need to make my Lord happy about me. If the father says, I want to establish a family to make my community healthier and stronger, and to make God happier about me. That day we are not going to fight over a piece of land, whether the husband gave this or the wife gave that. Every single day I hear stories, my friends, in our communities, Muslim communities, Muslims. I see marriages being dismantled because they fight over money. They go to court over money. And we just speak about Fatima and we claim that we love her and we love her husband Ali. But we do not look at their wedding. We do not look at their marriage. We do not look at their family as an example. I was asking someone who's engaged, but he's not married yet. I said to him, you've been engaged? He said, yes, I can't afford wedding. I said, why? He said, because I need to invite, and the wife said we have to invite 1,000, you know, person, and it has to be in such and such place, and that is, you know, way above my ability. I said, but this is wrong. This is wrong. You delay your marriage because you want to make a fairy tale wedding? This is wrong. You delay your marriage and you suffer because you want to please the people? You want to brag before people about your wedding and she wants to brag? That's very dangerous, believe me. That's very dangerous. If the beginning of this wedding, of this marriage is this, the end of it is very catastrophic. Marry because you want to get close to God. Why do you marry for the sake of people? Why do you do wedding to become a talk of the town? Who cares? Who cares about that? You have to care about the safety, the security, the happiness of your life. Why do you care about others? Some people abuse themselves to make others happy. Ali and Fatima, they had the most successful marriage because they wanted to create the strongest family. يخرج منهم اللؤلؤ والمرجان. اللؤلؤ الحسن والمرجان هو الحسين. الله person asked, why Hassan is Lu'lu and Hussein is Marjan? The answer is, Marjan is red. And red is a reference to Imam Hussein. To his blood. And this is why his mother tonight, when she was speaking to her husband Ali and the house was empty, she said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ya Ibn al-Am, all my children are dear to me. All of them, all four of them. But Hussein needs a special attention. Because Hussein is a tragedy. It's bigger than others. Hussein's suffering is bigger than others. Take care of Hussein. Don't let this boy cry. Hussein was 7 years old when his mother passed away. Imam Hassan was 8 years old. Zainab was 5 years old. Kulthum was only 4 years old. The youngest was 4. The oldest was 8. And the mother was only 18. She said, Ya Ibn al-Am, إِذَا قَضَيْتُ نَحْبِي فَغَسِّلْنِي وَكَفِّنِّي وَلَا تَكْشِفْ عَنِّي فَإِنِّي طَاهِرَةٌ مُطَهَّرَةٌ. Once you put me to wash my body, put a sheet, cover me with a sheet, because I don't want you to look at my body. Why? She's his wife. He has the right to look at her body. Because somewhere in her body is a broken. She did not want to, Ali to see the broken ribs. But Ali, while he was washing Fatima and Fidla was helping him, suddenly Fidla said, while Ali was washing her, he cried, Wa Fatimata! Ya bint Rasulullah, I said, what happened? He said, Ya Fidla, ughassilu Fatima wa ajidu dil'aha maksura. I'm washing Fatima and I find out that her ribs are broken. And then she said, Ya Ibn al-Am, take me to my final destination, to the cemetery. And bury me there. Idha namat al-uyun wa haja'at al-absar. When people go to bed, وَلَا تُشْهِدْ جَنَازَتِي أَحَدًا مِّنْ هَؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُونِي وَلَا مِنْ أَتْبَاعِهِمْ وَأَشْيَاعِهِمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عَدُوِّي وَعَدُوُّ اللَّهِ. Don't let those people who abused me and abused Islam and revolted against the Prophet to walk in my procession, for they are my enemies and the enemies of the Lord. يَبْنَ الْعَمْ وتعهد قبري بقراءة القرآن فإن الميت يأنس إذا حضر عنده أهله. يا أمير المؤمنين, I want you to come regularly to my gravesite. Sit there and recite Quran. You don't know how much joyful I am going to be when my husband comes to my gravesite and remembers me in Quranic recitation. فَإِنَّ الْيَمَيْتَ يَأْنَسْ إِذَا حَضَرَ عِنْدَهُ أَهْلُهُ. يَا ابْنَ الْعَمْ وَتَزَوَّجْ مِنْ بَعْدِي إِبْنَةَ أُخْتِي أَمَامَهُ تَكُونْ لِوَلَدَيَّ مِثْلِي. I have a niece by the name of Amama. My children, I notice that my children are attached to her. They love her. So if you don't mind, after my departure, I want you to marry my niece Amama. Because Hassan and Hussein, Zainab and Kulthum are attached to her. She's going to be like me, a good mother for them. وَلِأَيِّ الْأُمُورِ تُدْفَأْنُ لَيْلَيَّاً بَضْعَةُ الْمُصْطَفَى رَعَى وَيُعْفَى ثَرَاهَا بِنْتُ مَنْ أُمُّ مَنْ حليلة من ويل لمن سن ظلمها وأذاها. نسألك اللهم وندعوك باسمك العظيم الأعظم العز الأجل الأكرم. Before Brother Samir, Haj Samir comes to the podium. I ask you to recite with me Amman Yujib for one of our dear brothers who's in critical condition, and they asked us to pray for him. So please, with a broken heart, raise your hand. Just let's recite this ayah for Shifa al-Marla, and then inshallah Haj Samir and Haj Mushtaba are going to continue. A'udhu billahi minash shaytan ar-rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء 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 يا الله من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية المريض المنظور اللهم ألبسه ثوب الصحة والعافية عاجلا يا أرحم الراحمين وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان.